AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's beginning to appear that the Paris terror attacks were a homegrown European plot. Another of the gunmen has just been identified as a Frenchman, meaning as far as authorities know at the moment, all of the attackers were French or Belgian. AP correspondent Lori Hinnant in Paris.
All of them either had gone to Syria or had close links to people who had been to Syria and were linked to Islamic State.
U.S. lawmakers are noticing and working quickly now to plug the visa waiver program, which allows millions of foreigners, mainly from European countries, to visit the United States each year without a visa, though they are screened through a Homeland Security counterterror program. Republican Congressman Will Hurd of Texas says there's a problem here.
The Europeans are only checking one out of every three travel documents of people going through their countries. This kind of stuff needs to stop. We need to make sure that our European partners are sharing information with us and using the information we're giving to them.
So the House has now passed a bill that would tighten controls on travel to the U.S. and require visas for anyone who's been in Iraq or Syria in the previous 5 years. The vote was overwhelming. Both Democrats and Republicans support it, as does the House, the White House. It may be law by year's end. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has proposed banning all Muslims from entering the U.S., an idea that's drawn fire both overseas and here at home. Immigration attorney Michael Wilde says Trump's plan is unconstitutional and wrong.
Mr. Trump has an extraordinary gift in getting a conversation going in this country. I think he is underscoring the fear that people have emanating out of one portion of that community. But it would undermine our nation extraordinarily if we went back to the days of restricting any one faith.
This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of lawsuits against Volkswagen over its emissions cheating scandal in California will be consolidated, the decision of a panel of judges. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley.
The judicial panel on multi-district litigation says a federal judge in San Francisco will have oversight over the more than 450 lawsuits filed across the country against Volkswagen. Last week, the panel heard from a number of lawyers who wanted the lawsuits consolidated in a particular federal district. Volkswagen and the federal government asked the panel to centralize the lawsuits in Michigan. Instead, the panel said it makes more sense for California to be the center of the legal wrangling, in part because there are so many VW owners and dealers there. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
And just into his word that Volkswagen says investigations have found problems in far fewer of its vehicles than initially suspected. In most cases, its vehicles conform to the standards, it says. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.